A gang expert says the police may need to monitor gangs extremely heavily or get them in a room together in a bid to quash any tit-for-tat violence that may be brewing. There's growing concern about what appears to be a rise in gang-related violence, particularly shootings in Auckland. John Bond reports.
Jared Gilbert is a criminal justice expert and wrote a book on the history of New Zealand gangs. He says since the 1980s, gang territories were mostly settled, until recently New Zealanders deported from Australia, so-called 501s, have upset the balance.
And some of these 501 groups, both in Auckland and in the Hawke's Bay, just haven't respected the existing territory that's claimed by other gangs. They've just shown a complete disregard for it. And that's seen as a real affront to the established groups. And so conflict, I guess, in that sense is inevitable.
Groups like the Comancheros, the Mongols and the Rebels have established themselves here, or at least been bolstered by arrivals from Australia. The police have long known Australian gangs tend to be more violent. The Police Association President, Chris Cahill, says that attitude has been brought here and established groups have had to up their game in response.
Well, it did seem to change when some key deportees, gang members from Australia came back. They seemed to lift the level of violence. They were willing to pull the trigger. But it seems New Zealand gang members have now just followed along that course.
He says after yesterday's shooting in Glen Eden, in which three officers were injured and police shot dead the assailant, which was itself not a gang incident, police had to deal with five armed gang members elsewhere. Jared Gilbert says big conflicts can actually start off with a relatively minor run-in.
But then those incidents lead to tit-for-tat and an escalation of issues. So one side is harmed and then the other side has to get utu for that and then it climbs from there.
So what to do? Dr. Gilbert says police need to find a firebreak, some way to stop these tit-for-tat retaliations.
And that means extremely heavy policing, so targeting those specific groups that are involved and blanket policing them, and also attempting to get the leaders together to sort their differences out in peaceful means. Both work and both are important.
Chris Cahill is so concerned that he would support a temporary general arming order for the parts of Auckland where it's needed. Alf Filipina, an Auckland councillor for the Manukau ward, says his constituents are telling him they're worried.
I know they're scared because I'm getting the calls from people who live in the south, but also I feel for the community in West Auckland.
The Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, says the police do have enough resources to tackle crime, including gangs, in Auckland. She says the government is committed to funding training of frontline officers.
They have gone through a process of establishing what further initiatives will help them in their frontline and tactical responses. They pulled together a package. We've endorsed it and funded it.
Police are trialling something called the Tactical Response Model, which includes teaching frontline police, who are generally unarmed, skills similar to those used by the Armed Offenders Squad.